Our story today is called A Lesson from My Father. We come by business naturally in our family. Each of the seven children in our family worked in our father's store, our own hardware furniture store in Mott, North Dakota, a small town on the prairie. We started working by doing odd jobs like dusting, arranging shelves and wrapping, and later graduated to serving customers. As we worked and watched, we learned that work was about more than survival and making a sale. One lesson stands out in my mind. Shortly before Christmas, I was in the eighth grade and was working evenings, straightening the toy section. A little boy, 5 or 6, came in. He was wearing a brown, tattered coat with dirty, worn cuffs. His hair was straggly except for a cowlick that stood straight up from the crown of his head. His shoes were scuffed and one shoelace was torn. The little boy looked poorer to me, too poor to afford to buy anything. He looked around the toy section, picked up this item and that, then carefully put them back in their place. Dad came down the stairs and walked over to the boy. His steel blue eyes smiled. The dimple in his cheek stood out as he asked the boy what he could do for him. The boy said he was looking for a Christmas present to buy his brother. I was impressed that Dad treated him with the same respect as any adult. Dad told him to take his time and look around. He did. After about 20 minutes, the little boy carefully picked up a toy plane, walked up to my dad and said, "How much for this, mister?" "How much you got?" Dad asked. The little boy held out his hand and opened it. His hand was creased with wet lines of dirt from clutching his money. In his hand lay 2 dimes and nickel and 2 pennies, 27 cents. The price of the toy plane he'd picked out was $3.98. "That'll just about do it," Dad said as he closed the sale. Dad's reply still rings in my ears. I thought about what I'd seen as I wrapped the presents. When the little boy walked out of the store, I didn't notice the dirty, worn coat, the straggly hair, or the single torn shoelace. What I saw was a radiant child with a treasure. Romans 12:10, love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the relevant radio network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.